This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The nation celebrates its 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will start at 10:30 a.m. and run for a duration of around 90 minutes. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year is Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. The parade will start with Prime Minister Narendra Modi laying a wreath at the National War Memorial. President Draupadi Murmu will receive salute during a ceremonial march past, which will include units from the armed forces, paramilitary forces, auxiliary civil forces, NCC and NSS. President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, and the President of European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be the chief guests at the parade. 30 tableaus from various states, union territories, and central government ministries and departments will be showcased during the parade. The event will conclude with a flypast by 29 aircrafts, including Rafale, Sukhoi 30, C-295, MiG-29, and Apache, among others. With Rishu Pallavi Parmar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu also noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth. She said the country is the world's fastest growing major economy and is moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the near future.
The most important decision for the economic integration of the country after independence, the implementation of GST, has established the system of one nation, one market. The recent decisions to make the GST system even more effective will further strengthen our economy. Four labor codes have been issued in the field of labor reforms. These will benefit our workers and will also accelerate the development of enterprises.
Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of Nation First, President Murmu said, Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. She noted that India's self-reliance in defense powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor. President Draupadi Murmu approved gallantry awards for 70 Armed Forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards, on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honored with the Ashoka Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. The President also approved 301 military decorations for the armed forces and other personnel. On the eve, the President also approved 98 mentioned in dispatches to the armed forces personnel, including 5 posthumous. The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees, including playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kalipati Ramasamy Palani Swami from Tamil Nadu, and Malayalam actor Mammootty from Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated all the Padma awardees for their outstanding contributions to the nation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the upcoming discussions of two leaders with Prime Minister Narendra Modi would herald a new chapter in India-European Union relations. In cricket, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the 30-20 of the five-match series at the ACS Stadium, Barsapara in Guwahati last night. The Suryakumar-led men in blue have now taken an unassailable 3-0 lead in the series. Chasing the target, India overhauled the total for the loss of 2 wickets in just 10 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.